Let's talk about the difference between a shit test and disrespect, and to handle each one of these things the appropriate way. How do you want to respond to a shit test? You want to either ignore it, okay? It's not a big deal. You want to exaggerate it, make it so that whatever she said seems so ridiculous, you emphasize what she said, make it 100 times more than what she said, or you want to misinterpret that and see it as a compliment. See, as obviously this person's paying a compliment. It's a good thing. Just completely misinterpret what she says, all right? Now, disrespect, how do you want to handle disrespect? You don't tolerate it at all, right? Does that mean yelling back? No, it means leaving. It means setting a boundary, saying, hey, do not talk to me like that, not cool at all. And then if that persists, you don't get into an argument, you don't get into discussion, you don't try to prove yourself right, you just leave. You just leave the situation, leave the conversation. You don't basically hang around people that are disrespecting you. All right, now, how do you know the difference? Okay, well, the difference for a large part depends on the context and whether you've drawn boundaries in the past, right? So you can't automatically assume that anyone saying anything negative to you or challenging you in any way, especially when women do this, is disrespect. That's a wrong assumption. And it's gonna cost you a lot, because a lot of times when a woman is shit testing you, it's because she likes you or she's possibly interested in you and she's trying to figure out who you are and she's trying to figure out what you're made of. So you wanna pass these shit tests. You don't wanna just blow her off and ignore them. And to be totally honest with you, you're never going to not get shit tested. It doesn't matter, you know, if you've been in a relationship for 6 months, 10 years, or you just met a girl, she's going to shit test you. And it doesn't matter how many you pass, you're going to continually get shit tested, because it's a way that women get security and knowing that they've selected a man that stands up for himself, that is not insecure and is stable. Okay. So how do you know the difference then? First of all, there's blatant disrespect, okay? So you should identify that. So blatant disrespect is yelling in your face, it's calling you names, okay? Physical violence, obviously, would be blatant disrespect. Or doing things that are clearly wrong, cheating on you, right? Hanging around other guys, okay? Now that one is sort of on the fence, because sometimes girls think that's okay. You have to tell them it's not okay. So anything that's blatant disrespect, obviously, you know, you might not even give them a warning about that. You might just say, hey, you know, don't ever do that again. That's not cool. And then if they persist to ever do that again, you're done. You're exiting that situation, right? Now, the difference between a shit test and disrespect in general, a lot of times it comes down to, have you set some boundaries before? Okay, and what is your history with this person, right? Because people aren't gonna know what your boundaries are until you tell them. And you can't just demand and expect people to know your boundaries, except for those clear ones I said, where it's clear disrespect, anyone who would interpret that as disrespect, okay? So, for example, you might have some friends that rag on you about something, maybe you're a little overweight and they're like, hey, fatso or whatever. And okay, you know, at first you might not react in such a way as, that's not disrespect, okay? Because they're just ragging on you, they're just having fun, okay? So you can just say, hey, look, I don't like that, all right? Don't talk about my weight. It's not cool. I don't like it, all right? You're not insulted, you're not being overreactive to it, okay? Now they do it again. Now it's disrespect. Now I have a problem. Now I say, hey, look, I told you that I don't like you to talk about that. It's not cool. Do not do it again. They do it again. You leave. You exit the situation, maybe exit the friendship completely. Okay. This is how you handle those things. And I know that some of you guys are still confused here. Okay. Check out the link down below, $7 for the Bulldog Mindset membership. And there I have a whole lesson on how to handle shit tests and what shit tests are, because you might be a little bit confused about that. I go over all that stuff, tell you how to handle that, how to handle all kinds of things with dating women and just becoming a man of excellence. Because you have to become a man that has a very high amount of self-esteem and confidence in order to pass shit tests, in order to handle disrespect. And so go check it out. There's a huge community of men there that I think you'll find it really, really useful. But what it all comes down to, okay, really key, for you to understand, do not be reactive. Whether you get a shit test or disrespect, don't be reactive. Instead, you respond. There's a difference. When you respond, you make a calculated decision on how you're gonna come up with an answer to what has happened, okay, and how you're going to handle that situation instead of an emotional one. All right, a shit test, if you act emotionally, it's going to, like I said, elevate possibly into disrespect, and it's going to make you look weak, and you're going to fail that. And if you handle disrespect in an emotional way, it's going to persist. You just draw your boundary, and that's it. So hopefully that, guys, that helps you guys to know the difference between the two. If you have any questions, leave a comment below. And like I said, check out the Bulldog Mindset membership. I've got a ton of information about both of these things in there.